back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg and I'm sitting here with Sophia Williams-Martin from Soul Fusion Therapies. Hey, Sophia.
I'm great. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Can I just say that you are the first person that's really bobbed in that chair when I've played my intro music? It's hard to not move, isn't it?
It is. It's very chipper.
It is, but a lot of people just sort of sit there and go, oh, I want to dance, but I'm not game to. And, you know, even though I even sing along to it sometimes, but you just don't know, right? But,
yeah.
But you're totally comfortable.
Okay.
That was awesome. Very entertaining, and I was thinking, I wish I was videoing this. Hey, was that you or was that me?
We've got Tinkerbell in the house.
I don't know what that was.
Ooh.
So we'll just ignore that very loud noise and keep going. So, Sophia, you popped up on my radar, but we've just worked out that we've actually known of each other for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, well, 2014, so that's, yeah, about 6 years.
Yeah.
So we've been passing strangers in the night.
We have. We've got common people in – we've got people in common.
Yes.
And a background long ago of teaching.
That's right.
And both worked at Yarralee for a bit of a stint. So nice to actually meet you.
It is.
I feel like I know you.
Yes, yeah, same.
Remember when you were pregnant and
no. That's right.
How old's your baby now?
Oh, she's 4 and a half
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
so nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, same.
And this podcast just keeps bringing me together with people from all different areas of the Fraser Coast, and it's really lovely when it's someone who I've kind of really already know but haven't ever actually seen face to face or spoken to. So Sophia, you run Soul Fusion Therapies, or you are Soul Fusion Therapies.
Yep, that's right.
And like when I just say your business name, it makes me feel all relaxed and it gives me a warm feeling inside. It's a beautiful business name, but tell me, what do you actually do?
Okay, so I've got quite a few tools in my box. So I'm a kinesiologist and an art therapist and a relaxation massage, and also I do Australian bush flower essences.
So all those things are, well, I know what massage is, I know what art therapy is, but the other two, the Australian bush
flower essences,
and the kinesia, I can't say it. The K word?
The K one. We'll call it kinesi. We'll just call it kinesi.
Kinesi?
Yeah.
Oh, now I can say kinesiology because you helped me. I don't know what either of those are, but I'm hoping you can educate everybody a little bit because maybe there's other people out there that don't know what this is.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way kinesiology works is that it's based on movement, so movement in your body, and it especially works for when there's imbalance in the system. So that can be nutritional, emotional, physical imbalance. And I follow the path of stress and apply different corrections and techniques to realign the system. So that could be meridians, it could be affirmations, it could be... There's lots. There's hundreds and thousands of different ways that balance can be recreated. So it's based in Western chiropractic knowledge, and also from the Chinese five elemental system.
Yeah, this is not something that you've just started doing, though. This is a very long journey for getting the skills and the training, the qualifications to be able to be a kinesiologist, isn't it?
Yeah, so I trained in Hervey Bay at the Hervey Bay Kinesiology College on Torquay Road and completed my diploma there. So that's a 3-year study. And then you have to complete 250 hours of practitioner-client mentoring before you can go out into the world.
So when you just started explaining what kinesiology is, the imbalance that you talk about, if I came to you, would I necessarily know that I have an imbalance? Because I must admit that's not something that I would sit at home and go, I don't feel well, I think there's an imbalance in my, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Does the average person who comes to see you know where that journey is going to take them, or do you sit down and talk and discover together where that journey is going to go?
Yeah. So imbalance, probably the word that we'd probably use at home would be stress.
Yeah.
I'm stressed out. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stuck. I'm blocked. I'm unable to shift. You know, yes. I'm really wanting to do this, and why is it so hard? That's when kinesiology really can find out what is creating that block or where that block is based in the body.
Yes.
And then, so if you can imagine that stress is a boulder on a river.
Yeah.
And the kinesiology finds that boulder and either removes the boulder so that you're free to for your energy and the steps that you need to flow.
Yes.
Or it might reduce that boulder to a pebble, and then the next session and, you know, another little pebble. But each time your motivation or your courage or your clarity of thinking then will give you the tools that you can access yourself. So when we're in that stress state, it's really hard for us to access our brain and find our own tools.
Yeah.
So kinesiology clears that stress, so then you can access your brain and your tools to go, oh, okay, right, oh, I know what I need to do. But it's very tricky to do when we're in that overwhelm and that blocked state.
Okay, now that makes a lot more sense to me. Now I'm understanding a little bit better about what, because I put my hand up and be honest that I'm not familiar with the whole holistic healing space.
Yes, yep.
Though I'm always open to new experiences and learning. Yeah. Can I just tell you, when you gave me the boulder analogy,
yes,
I got that.
Yeah.
And then when you said to a rock or a small stone.
Yeah.
But as you moved to the pebble, I started to visualize gallstones, and I don't know why. So I hope that's not an omen, but passing of a stone kind of got me a little bit uncomfortable. So just so you know, in case you tell that story to somebody else, mind you, it's out there now. And of course, there's a lot of different types of massage. So what type of massage do you do?
So I do a basic relaxation massage, with or without oil, and music. And working from the top of the head down to the toes, front and back, just I'm not quite sure what it is I do, and people aren't quite sure what I do, but they're like, wow, it's always such a really beautiful experience.
Yeah, so, well, you've got a nice energy.
Oh,
that's probably
you.
What it is, Sophia. You've just got a nice calm feeling.
I should bottle myself.
You should bottle. Oh dear, silence of the lambs imagery. okay, and then the art therapy. Mm. So is that for all ages, or is that children or adults? Who do you do that with?
So at the moment I'm offering a term workshop called The Power of Pele, and it's for 10 and 12 year olds, and it's been received really with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement with the kids, and the parents are going, oh, I don't even know what happened at school today, because they're busy talking about what happened in the workshop. So that's really exciting. It's something I will be continuing and expanding on next year too.
Yeah.
So the type of form of art therapy that I've trained in opens up people's ability to be able to express themselves through any art form. So it could be not just on the 2D, but, you know, like drawing and collage, but it could be a mixture of instruments, movement, dance, you know, to express how to be in the world, or, yep, or work through making sense of the world around them through, okay, through those forms.
So really all forms of art.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Have you had any experiences where you can see a change, a positive change in somebody after they've experienced the art therapy?
I facilitated a workshop in Melbourne where we looked at the stages of womanhood. And so there was a group of about 20 women, and through an hour process, there was a statement, and they could choose any part of the stage of womanhood, whether it was a difficult time or a very exciting time that they specifically remember about. So it's either maybe becoming a mother or not becoming a mother and shifting straight to sort of the crone stage. And it was so beautiful to see how varied our lives are and how beautifully wonderful they are in all their, you know, we grow up with the Disney, hello, I'm a princess and where's my prince and live in a castle and yes, we're going to do this and do that. And it's like so far removed from reality. It's like, and it was such
Thank
a beautiful,
goodness.
I know. I don't like polyester taffeta. Can you imagine the sweaty? I don't think they lived in the tropics, those princesses.
This is true. Yeah.
Mm, so that I noticed the change in that, and it really, for me, like facilitating that space and just really going, wow, everybody's lives are so very different, and we, and similar in the same things that we work through.
Yeah.
And so how important it is as a community to support each other in those that sameness.
Yeah, actually, I find that with doing this podcast, I find a lot of similarities in a lot of people.
Yeah.
Everyone's different and unique and wonderful in their own way, but there are a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
It's fantastic what you're doing, lovely. I like it.
Oh, thank you, Sophie.
I like it lots.
You can come again. But the one that's really thrown me, I've heard of the K word before in our therapy massage, but that's not it. I'm reading my very big black letters, not very well, the Australian bush flower essence.
Yes.
So I'm thinking it's aromatherapy or something, but it's not, is it?
No. If you smelt the bottle, you just smell filtered water with a little bit of brandy in it.
Oh, okay.
So it would smell not flowers at all because it's a vibrational essence.
Oh, I thought you were going to say this is my morning brandy. This is the morning tea. This is why you're laughing.
That's why it works so well.
Okay, what's the brandy got to do with it?
Oh, it's a fixer so the water doesn't go rancid. It's a fixer in the water. Yeah.
So will I find you in the botanic gardens foraging for wildflowers?
Well, you could if the air quality was good, I would harvest flowers. But I at the moment get all my stock from the Australian Bushflower Essence company by Ian White.
Yep.
I love how he learnt from his great grandma. So it's a real herb. His lineage is herbology, and she taught him about the plant medicine, and now he's passing it all on to him. Mm.
So, how does that work? Like the whole bush flower essence. How does that work in helping people?
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example of an essence I've created myself called.
That's a truck. I can't help the road traffic, sorry. It wasn't me. If you're looking at me like it was me. It wasn't me, it was a truck.
Tribe Connection is an essence that I created in response to what was happening at home. So I had a toddler and she was a toddler at that time, and obviously it's all about transitioning to that me. I am me, I'm separate from the family. And I was also supporting a lot of fly-in, fly-outs. And one of the things I noticed was about that dynamic of when we're about that connection, again, kind of going on with that art therapy, and it was like, oh, I'd really like to create a combination flower essence that helps people connect. Yes, we're individual. Yes, we're me, but what about we? And so combining five essences, when you put the seven drops under your tongue, it kind of like changes that vibration. So at home, we'd all be taking it, and it would be like, yes, hello, we are a family. Yes, I am me, and you are you, and you are you. But let's be a we. Let's kind of not a we, but you know, let's work together as a team on this. And it's so it's really good for work as well. Let's work as a team together. Yes, we're individuals.
Okay. Yeah. So is it, does the essence trigger your reprogramming your brain?
Mm.
Is that that's part of what it does?
Well, more like your energetic system. Yes. So every flower that you look at, like if you look at a bottle brush, it has a colour and a shape, demonstrates a signature, like an emotional signature. So when we put, so then that flower is picked and it's put in the sun in field of water, and that field of water then becomes the vibrational stock essence. So with that water, by then taking that bottle brush, that signature, that vibration signature of the bottle brush will then settle into your body. So for example, the tribal connection puts that, like fills that space. So if you're focusing on me, then the tribal connection brings in that suggestion of togetherness, of teamwork. And then once that essence, you know, is finished, then you've got a more understanding of like, oh yes, there's me, but I've also got to think about the whole within this.
Yeah. Whereabouts in England did you come from originally?
Oh, so originally I was born near London in a place called Chalfont St Peter, and then moved up to Norfolk in King's Lynn, and then Reading and Northampton, and then went back to King's Lynn, and that's when I got a really strong intuition that I needed to live in a different country. Very strange night's sleep. I woke up that morning going, oh, all right.
Had you robbed a bank or something like that?
No, not at all.
I need to leave now.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on? And so, yeah.
This is so sorry, I want to just say, and where did that take you?
So then it was like, oh, well, let's just sit with this. You know, you're pretty good at tangenting, so let's like work out what country and where. And it was Australia. And I remember Mum going, oh, when are you going? And I said, oh, September, October. Yep, I'm going to go then. And flew over when the September 11 bombing happened in America.
Oh.
I was actually flying over.
Oh,
yeah, just flying over to Australia. So I remember arriving in Brisbane and doopy-doo, yeah, Australia. Oh, yeah, I'll go to Byron Bay. Yeah. Oh, it's a little.
The world's going to end. I was in Brisbane. I was in Brisbane that day.
Yeah, I was expecting, you know, like everyone goes, oh, you're going to Byron Bay, la, 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 la. And I was like, it's very quiet.
It's very
stressed. A bit flat. I'm like, you know, what's going on? And then it was like, you know, stayed at a friend's sister's, and it was all on the telly and the shock, and it was like, oh wow.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, in a strange way, very fortunate I was off the planet when the shock happened, because I wasn't as shocked.
Yes.
You know, once I landed, I was like, oh, like the initial.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. Yeah. So came to Hervey Bay via Alice Springs. So
did you just have a stopover to pick up a husband?
That's right. It feels like that, actually. That's quite funny. Yeah. Oh, it's like doing a bit of remote teaching work, and then got offered work in that meantime, went, I need to start transitioning away from teaching. So I was teaching in, and that was one of my decisions. I was very, clear. I'm doing this experimental art therapy course in Melbourne. So, yes, I would like to teach with you as long as you can support me going to Melbourne as well and doing this training. So, it was Alice Springs that said that, and I was like, okay. And so I did that, and I think within the first year I met my husband, and it was like, well, I didn't know I was going to be my husband.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like, oh.
No, there's no stalker alert.
No.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, Sophie, is there anything final that you'd like to share with the listeners? I don't think I asked you what days you're working there, did I?
Oh yeah, so I'm based at Holistic Healing Haven, which is the building that the front room, the little art room, also run from. Yeah, so they're at the front, and when you walk down the hall, you'll see on either side of the hallway all of the lovely practitioners that I work with. We've got crystal healing, we've got sound meditation, we've got lots of other workshops coming through, and we do the Night of Connection there, and I do my art therapy, the Power of Pele workshop, and I'm there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and one Saturday a month. And if you've got any questions about what I do, or if you want, Justin, and check out my Australian Bushflower Essence collection.
Oh, okay. Is that on your Facebook page, or do you have a website?
I have both, and an Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, people can order a flower essence, so I can make up individual ones, or there's combination ones. But yeah, a friend made a really beautiful shelf, so they're all up there. But I'm at the little art shop every other Tuesday. So if you've got any questions and actually go, can kinesiology help with this, or can art therapy help with this, and you actually want a face to face, because I'm really good with that, then that's where you will find me.
That's right. And I couldn't imagine you leading someone astray, Sophie. You'll know whether you can help somebody, and how you can help them, and how long it would take, and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, that's lovely. Well, welcome to Hervey Bay. Not that I really need to welcome you. You've been here probably about the same length of time as me, maybe a little bit shorter. I do remember when you came to town.
Yeah.
I just never met you.
I was just following your notes around the school. I was like, oh, thanks, Justine, for leaving that. Oh, that's great.
And my notes. I can imagine what you were saying about me then.
Right. No, it was really helpful, actually.
And so I'll definitely come down and check out Soul Fusion Therapies and share on a blog all your information.
Yes.
And hopefully keep in touch with you, Sophia. Absolutely. I'd love to come to one of your art classes.
Yeah, well, 2020 I will be expanding, so I'm just in the working out the fine tunings of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. Do we get to listen to the funky music again?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me. Great. I was just tangenting myself.
Bye for now.